Right, everybody. Welcome to the Last American Radio Broadcast. This is the Brian Stavely Show. I'm glad to be here with you today on this lovely Wednesday afternoon. On today's show, I got a few things I want to talk about. We're going to focus a little bit on COINTELPRO and controlled opposition, shills within the movement. And I want to talk a little bit about the election process. Not so much the process, but the whole fraud of the whole deal. And I want to talk a little bit about Ron Paul and Ron Paul followers and some Ron Paul information that I've come across that I feel is, you know, rather substantial. And we'll get into that in a minute. Actually, we'll get into that right now. You know, I wrote a blog about, I'd say about 3 weeks ago, about why I don't trust Ron Paul. Why I do not support Ron Paul is what I actually called it. Okay. And you know, one of the main reasons that first raised an eyebrow with me just, you know, was his association to people like Alex Jones. And once I had found out that all these people, you know, in the movement, and we're going to get into this after, you know, 95% of the people that you see in the truth movement, and I really do think the percentage is that high, they're all controlled opposition. I mean, they're not really alternative media, okay? They're put there to put the message that they put out. In most cases, it's to generate fear, like in cases of not just with InfoWars either. I mean, look at Russia today. Okay, they have a lot of good articles, RT. You know, I get a lot of good news clips from them sometimes. But they have a lot of fear-mongering that goes on. I mean, it goes on all the time. Now, the thing with Paul, okay, you know, one of the things that I used to talk about is how he wouldn't come out for 9/11 Truth, even though pretty much almost all his supporters, I shouldn't say almost all, but a large percentage of his supporters are so-called 9/11 truthers, people that know that 9/11 is absolutely, no matter which version of the story they believe, they don't believe the official one, okay? They know it's an absolute fraud. And, you know, people used to brush it off and say, well, you know, he never came out for, you know, for them because that would kill his chances. And maybe I buy that, okay? I'm not going to sit here and argue till I'm blue in the face about that because I kind of see where you're coming from with that, because at one point, I even thought that. Okay. Now, the second point, you know, is everybody thought, oh, you know, he's going to run as an independent. And the reason that that's a big deal, okay, is because you had all these people swearing that the problem with, you know, the problem with the whole political system is the two-party system. I mean, along with other things, like obviously the lobbyists, you know, all the money that's going around. And I mean, you look at somebody like Rick Perry, for instance. Okay, he takes money from Bank of America. He takes money from Gardasil. There was just another thing the other day. He was double dipping in something. Was he taking his retirement fund and his regular pension, his regular pay, something like that? You know, this goes on all the time. But you know, I forgot where I was going with this for a second. The thing I wanted to that I was trying to get across, and I'm sorry guys, I lose my train of thought sometimes, and I don't mean to do that. You know, yeah, the point was that, you know, he can't run as an independent, you know, because, oh well, you know, he'll never get enough votes, and independents never been elected, yada yada yada. And this is while, you know, all these people had just swore, at least all the people that I talked to, okay, all the people that I talked to on the internet or whatever, that you know, would pass around 9/11 videos or would talk about you know, GMO food, chemtrails, all these issues that the mainstream is not talking about. You know, all these people would say, you know, oh, you know, the two-party system is what's wrong. And they're right. That is a big part of what's wrong. But the whole system, the whole thing is a fraud. It's all a show, okay? But besides that, you know, they would all say that the two-party system is what's wrong and we can't vote for any, you know, any one of these guys and we got to vote independent and all this. And then this guy says he's going to go independent and then he doesn't, okay? I knew he wasn't going to. Now, again, people will write that off and say, well, if he went independent, you know, he wouldn't get in, okay? And people will write off, you know, oh, his questions, you know, his my, what I say are questionable connections. People will write that off as, well, you know, it's another forum for him to get out there. So he might as well get his name out to all those people and stuff. And I could almost kind of see where they're coming. You know, you can see both sides of that. I'm not, you know, rock solid, totally saying this is that. You know, it could be either way on those things. But this next thing, okay, and this is something I want to thank my friend Justin for. He sent my way a few days ago. This next thing is really, I think, rock solid that, you know, this guy is not who you say, you know, not who you pretend he is. Because the problem I have with it, and this isn't a witch hunt for Ron Paul, because honestly, if I had to pick one of them, I probably would pick him, okay? But my problem is that you have everybody, like, totally buying into all the BS again. Don't you guys remember what happened with the election in what was it, 2000, with Bush and Gore? Do you not remember that? Do you not remember what happened? Okay. For you to buy into all this again, after months and months of saying how you know it was fixed, how about all the times you've watched Bilderberg videos? You remember that? All the Bilderberg videos you watched, and you learned about the Bilderberg meetings, and you learned about how, you know, when somebody's going to be a president, they get vetted first at a Bilderberg meeting. So you were all, you know, buying into the how, you know, how the whole process is a sham and these people are picked and the whole, you know what I mean? And now you got so much faith in this one guy that you're willing to buy into all that BS again and have this guy drag you through that mud. Why? I don't understand why. Now this next thing, you know, this is important because people put this guy up on a pedestal and the way it's portrayed is all a clever marketing scheme. This whole thing about the alternative media being the only ones that cover him, the regular media, you know, leaving him out. They do leave him out in all this. They do that on purpose. This is all part of his scheme because they want to control everybody. They have plans to control the masses. Now, when I first told you guys about waking up, when you first wake up, okay, you bust out of that mental box, like the mainstream mental box, but you're really in another box, okay? And that box is where all these people in the alternative media are. You think you're getting all this new information, but a lot of it's mixed with disinformation, okay? That is like, forget how I was trying to say it here. They have a guy waiting for you. This is what I'm trying to say. You know, excuse me. You know, for all the people in the mainstream, they have all these people. You don't think that they're gonna have a guy for you to latch on to? That they're gonna have, you know what I mean? They're gonna have a guy for you to latch on to, for you to think that you have a shot, for you to think that you have hope. And it's working. Look how it's working. You had, say, I don't know how many people. Let's say there's 300 million people in America, and let's say, I don't know. Let's say 5 million people are awake. Okay? Let's say 5 million people are awake. And if 5 million of these people, let's say 3 million of them all thought the whole election process was a fraud and none of them bought into it. Now, out of these 3 million people, all of a sudden you got 2.5 million of them posting Ron Paul stuff all the time. Why? Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they think that this guy's different and they think he's going to make a difference. Now that's and the whole thing is it's all about, you know, his whole campaign, right, is all about our liberty and our freedom, right? I mean, those are his biggest talking points, right? Our liberty and our freedom. It's what he talks about all the time. Well, how could he sell us down the river and want to vote in a man who was in support of things opposite of his beliefs? Now, when I say that, what you're asking me what I'm talking about, he's in support of this guy, Lamar Smith, okay? And when I say in support, Ron Paul actually sent out an email, okay, to all of his Texas followers. He sent out an email from himself, you know, a personal email to everybody, and he asked them to go out and help vote and reelect this guy, Lamar Smith, okay, another Republican from Texas. Now, the thing with Lamar Smith, you guys are gonna love this. He was for the Patriot Act. He's for the wars in I he was for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he was for the bank of bailout. Now, how can Ron Paul, I mean, how could he even see eye to eye with this guy? I mean, you would figure with this guy's beliefs, I mean, this would be somebody he'd be butting heads with. This would be somebody they'd be probably having a shouting match back and forth if they were ever interviewed together at the same time, right? I mean, that's what I would think. But no, what does he do? He endorses the guy, okay? He endorses him. Now, I understand when people say, you know, he's got to do this, he's got to do that, he's got to play the political game. Playing the political game is one thing, okay? But going out, putting an email together, and emailing your followers, many of the people are more than supporters, they're followers. So you go and email them, all the ones in Texas that have a vote for this other man, okay? And you go and lobby for this guy, and you ask your voters to support him? I think that's absurd. I mean, how does that make any sense? Now, if Ron Paul is really going to do the things that he says, now I know not, no politician is going to get in there and be able to do all the things that they said they do in their campaign. I understand that. And all you can hope for is less, the least amount of flip-flopping, right? I mean, that's one of the main things you can hope for. Well, you know, everything he talks about, I mean, this guy talks about repealing the Patriot Act. That sounds great to somebody like me. You know what I mean? I hate the Patriot Act. You know? He's going to repeal the Patriot Act. Great. Well, if he's going to repeal the Patriot Act, why the hell would he endorse, you know, he's trying to get you to actually vote and re-elect somebody that's for the Patriot Act and somebody that's for the wars, somebody that is a warmonger, somebody that's for the banker bailout. All these things that he's supposedly so dead set against. Dead set against. Yet he wants you to vote for him? I find that absurd. Now, if you guys, you know, I know you guys haven't heard this yet, probably, and I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read you the email, okay? And then also, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you the response. The response, you guys, you know, the response is great. When he gets confronted about this, okay, and he gets asked about this, this is what he says. And I already have, you know, Ron Paul supporters brushing it off. He says the reason he did that is because they made a deal with all the incumbents that they were going to support each other. They made a deal that all the incumbents were going to support each other. So that comes before your liberty and freedom? I thought that was the most important thing. I understand that they can't get all the issues they want pushed through. Sometimes they have to bend a little bit, but they don't have to break. This is not just bending. This is breaking. You understand? This is breaking. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I could. If I was one of the regular, I don't want to say regular. If I was one of the people that follow this guy, like, you know, they almost follow him religiously. If I was one of these people that followed him, right, and I saw this, I would certainly be upset, and I would certainly question what's going on here. I mean, how does that make any sense? And I mean, this doesn't surprise me at all because he's just acting like a politician acts. Oh, they made some sort of deal. I mean, a deal that benefits him and his constituents, and screw you, screw the people. That's how it goes down, and that's what happened here. Nothing less. He sold his soul. Now, if you're telling me it's only one vote, I don't care if it's only one vote. It's a whole guy getting reelected into office that has the exact opposite beliefs that this guy supposedly has. So doesn't that tell you that he's a friggin' fraud? That doesn't tell you? It rings a bell for me right away. You know? I admit some of the other things about him that people put out there. Some of them are just, you know, garbage. It's just like with anything, though. I mean, some of the people put out debunking 9/11 conspiracy theories are garbage. But then again, some of the 9/11 conspiracy theory stuff out there is garbage. Most of it, as a matter of fact. You know? But there is some stuff that's real. This is real. Okay. I admit his, let's not just his personal connections, but his like you know, his his daughters are the Eastern Stars and all this crap. I admit some of that can definitely be suspicious and it raises a red flag, but that's absolutely not enough to say the guy's a fraud. And I never tried. But you have these little things adding up, and then you have this. I mean, this just proves to me that this guy absolutely goes against his morals. I mean, what else can you make out of it? You know, the reason I get so upset about this, you know, and the only reason I'm even paying attention to this, this is why. Because everybody is wasting so much time promoting this guy. You know, I gotta go on Facebook and my homepage looks like a goddamn Ron Paul campaign website. It does. It's all over the place. And these people, there's a lot of smart people out there. It took them a lot to wake up. But it's almost like they've been lulled back to sleep. Now, if you're not one of those followers and you're just a supporter because you looked into all the issues and you decided he's the best candidate and you think everything's on the up and up with the election, then fine. But you need to know about this. You know, you hear about everybody's dirt all the time. You know, I haven't heard this out there, and this is you know, this is a character issue. This isn't like, you know, this guy was cheating on his wife, or this guy, you know, he took money from this bank 10 years ago. Yeah, they all did. This guy is endorsing to the point where he's personally emailing people and asking them to go vote for this guy, Lamar Smith, a warmonger. Again, the man that's for the Patriot Act. Man that's for the war in Iraq. Well, you know, what was the war in Iraq, supposedly? I don't even. It's supposedly, allegedly. I don't even know what to say anymore with everything. I mean, you don't even know what you think you know. It's just. And everything can be confusing. But why are people latching on to this guy? Okay? Well, a lot of it is that push that the alternative media is giving him. Like I've been t I mean, they all talk about him. Everyone, all these outlets, it's not an accident, okay? This isn't just an accident. They don't all just like Ron Paul. I admit a lot of people probably are fooled by it. But the celebrity personality types that you see that are endorsing him online on sites like RT, InfoWars, certain YouTube channels with famous people in the movement. I know it sounds like a blanket statement to tell you that all these people are in on it. And I don't want to say it like that because then it almost discredits what I'm trying to say to you. Because then you're going to think, you know, oh, he's just, you know, how could he have really, you know, he's just saying that about all of them. There's got to be some that are obviously legit. But I'm telling you guys, the percentage is so high of the people that are in the movement that you know that put out stories, that put out videos. Put out blogs, whatever. They're all part of the disinfo. That's why you don't hear any of. Do you really think that, you know, you guys know I've only been doing this for a year. Do you really think I could find out this stuff about 9/11 in less than a year, but these other people couldn't in 10 years? Do you really think that? I don't believe that. And I'm not just talking about, you know, the Hollow Towers. That was farther down the road for everybody. I'm talking about like, you know, the second plane being fake. I mean, they won't even talk about that. You know? All these people in the movement, it's all got to do with the planes. You know, they won't talk about, you know, you're a disinfo artist if you tell people the plane was fake. Oh, really? Really? Who's the disinfo artist again? Come on. Disinfo agent, whatever they say. Those are always the ones that call everybody else a disinfo agent too. If you'll notice it. It's almost like they have a guilty conscience. But I don't know if you guys, you know, if you guys have listened before or whatever. All these people, Alex Jones, I'll call the ones that I know personally because I have looked into them. Okay, now I'm not just making a blanket statement about everybody in the movement, but I'm gonna drop some big names on here. Alex Jones, Jason Bermas, Luke Rutkowski, Willie Rodriguez. Who is the other one I just had at the tip of my tongue? Charlie Veach. I'm sure you guys all know that by now. Who was the other one I had? There was one more. But these guys, you know, and that's the thing, guys. You have to, it's okay to still visit those sites, and I don't, I'll be honest with you. I don't visit any of those guys' sites, any of those people that we mentioned. I see their articles and I laugh because most of them, I see them for the fear-mongering that they are. And you'll notice, try and find those articles anywhere else. It's not because they're the only ones that have the story, all right? You take any other story that's out there that's like a, I don't know, something that's like, say, a Fukushima type thing. It's all over the alternative media. It's not really too hidden, but there is a cover-up type thing going on. But you could find anything you want out about it if you just Google it, right? If you know what you're looking for. Well, these other issues where you can't really find those things out that easily, those are the ones that, you know, those are the ones that they're there to basically whitewash. That's what these people's jobs are to do. You know, the stuff that they can't deny, like chemtrails, GMO food, okay, there's no way that they can twist that. So they just go with it. And they those are the stories that they'll pile on with the fear-mongering, okay? Because those are the stories that you go and look into them, you know, that you're going to find out they're telling the truth. That gives them credibility. But the real, you know, the real deep stuff. Well, I can't think of the term I want to use right now. But you know, events like 9/11, and I suspect other terror, so-called terror attacks in this country, like 1993 bombing, and you know, God knows what else, were just staged. And these people in the alternative media, they know what happened for the most part. I think they know most of the real stories, and they're put there to make sure you don't ever get to that. They're there to, you know, reinforce the official story or the second official narrative. You can believe whatever you want, just as long as you don't get to the real truth. Now, that's why, you know, when it comes to, you know, we'll relate this back to September 11th for a minute. And this is like, if there's ever one thing you could use to spot out, you know, who's who in the movement, I mean, you can really use this as a barometer to some degree. I mean, you start talking about the second plane, and you have all these people that just go into defense. Not even defense. They go into attack mode. They'll attack your character. They'll attack your work. There's a reason for that. And we're not going to do the whole 9/11 thing right now. You guys have heard me do it a million times. We'll talk about it again this week. But they don't. They just don't want you going in that direction at all. No matter what you do, no matter, you know, they don't want you doing anything that's going to make you look at any video. Because what happens when you're looking for a fake plane, guys? You're staring at video, right? You're staring at video. And that's what they're trying to think about it. If you haven't discovered this about these people yet, go on YouTube and just look at interviews or callers that call these people's shows and watch how they act when anybody calls up and suggests anything to do with, you know, digital deception or media fakery or anything like that. I don't want to go too far into this thing. I want to kind of get back to where I was on Ron Paul for a minute. You know, we're going to take a quick break anyways. When I come back from the break, we're going to, I'm going to read you the email that he sent out. I want you guys to hear it, okay? And I'll end up posting it up in the blog later. Because you guys need to read it. So right now, we'll just take a quick break and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody. Welcome back to the Last American Radio broadcast. You're listening to the Brian Stavely Show. Before we went on break, I wanted to read you the email that Ron Paul sent out in support of Lamar Smith. And right as I do this, I'm going to open the phone lines for you guys. So if any of you guys want to call in, I mean, feel free to call in. Where did I put it? Here it is. Okay, this is the email from Ron Paul. He sent this to his followers in Texas, and this is in support of Lamar Smith, who is in support of the Patriot Act, the war in Iraq, and the Banker bailout. Okay? Now, I understand Ron Paul has to shake hands and make friends down there. I understand that. He doesn't have to endorse somebody with the opposite of his beliefs and endorse him to the point where he's trying to get people to vote for him and get him reelected. Congressman Ron Paul, dear fellow Texan, as you know, America faces tremendous problems. I have dedicated my career to fight for solutions, but I need friends in Congress who will help and work with me in these critical times. That is why I am grateful for the friendship of Congressman Lamar Smith. Lamar Smith is a thoughtful, intelligent leader who keeps his door open to me and is always willing to listen. As the ranking member of the Judiciary Committee, Representative Smith's words carry a lot of weight on Capitol Hill, and I'm glad to see he fights to take principled stands on important issues like health care and cap and trade. What about liberty and freedom, Ron Paul? Isn't that the most important? Isn't that what the people want the most? Yeah, they want the other issues taken care of, but isn't liberty and freedom, isn't that his selling points? Congressman Smith made a point of reading both of my recent books, The Revolution, A Manifesto, and End the Fed, and I enjoyed our discussion. True intellectual exchange has become all too rare in Washington, and I appreciated his effort. Lamar is also one true gentleman in Congress. I value Congressman Smith's thoughtful approach and consider him a true friend. If more leaders in Washington adopted his style of governing, I know we could break down a lot of barriers. I am proud of my friendship with Lamar Smith. I hope you will consider supporting him in his bid for re-election. In liberty, Ron Paul. So how does this make any sense? This guy is dead set against everything this guy stands for. Now, I understand that this is what you're going to find with any politician. That's the point I'm trying to make. Okay? I'm not out here on a witch hunt trying to demonize the guy and make him out to worse than he is. I'm not out here telling you he is a Illuminati puppet, which he might be. I don't know. I don't have enough evidence on that. But I can tell you this, when it really comes down to it, he's just another politician. He's not Super Ron. As a matter of fact, the main reason everybody got behind him, he's willing to just throw it aside to make a deal. Because they made a deal to support each other. I'll help him out, he'll help me out. I'll scratch his back, he'll scratch mine. What does that sound like? Doesn't that sound like the same dog and pony show that's been going on in Washington all these years? And this guy's been in it for 30 years, everybody wants to point out, well, yeah. So don't you think he's just as corrupt as the rest of the system? Now, I understand with, generalities like that, isn't he just as corrupt as the rest of the system because he's been around for 30 years? You could easily say, no, he's not like that. And, we could butt heads on that. But with this right here, I mean, this is a slam dunk. This other guy is a warmonger. This guy is the opposite of Ron Paul. I think I've made my point. I'm going to get off on this thing. The whole reason this thing bothers me, guys, is like I said, all I see is Ron Paul stuff all day, and these people could be looking into so many other things that are going on and dissecting stories and sharing different information on stuff and different evidence. But instead, they're campaigning for this guy. Campaigning for a president who is no going to be no, if he gets in, is going to be no different than anybody else. He's already going back on his word. And when I say his word, I don't mean one of his smaller issues. I mean his main two selling points, three selling points. He's already going back on it. So people put him up on this chariot like he's a god, and they want to carry him through the streets. And it's a joke. It's a joke. And the whole election's a joke. I'm sorry. And, you know, for the people that don't understand that, I get it. And I'm not going to sit here and try and tell you not to go vote. It's only going to take 5 minutes out of your life. And ultimately, I know it's not going to make a difference. So it's not like it's going to hurt me either way. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. If you want to go vote, go ahead. You know? And, you know, so in that sense, I think it's good that you go. You know, whatever. Go ahead. But don't think that this guy is somehow going to change the whole system, change everything. And he's already going back on his word. It's almost like, you know, if you don't vote for Ron Paul and you're a truther or whatever, you're like a freaking communist or something. I mean, really, you're frowned upon. People look at you like you're a weirdo. Well, he's not the only guy. There's other guys out there that talk about liberty. None of them mean it. I mean, I just don't know why people, you know, they come so far. It's like they wake up, they come so far down the road, and then for some reason they slam it in reverse. And, you know, they got this whole election thing in front of them, and Ron Paul, well, they all talk about Ron Paul, all these people that are giving you all this other info. So just because they're saying Ron Paul, you're buying it. It's the same tricks the mainstream media uses. They advertise the crap out of this guy. That whole thing with you know, the mainstream ignoring him and editing him out and switching his footage and everything else, that's all part of the show, people. The whole thing is a show. Guys, we're going to take a call. We got a caller calling in right now. Hold on 1 second. Hello, you're live on the air.
Hi, I'm going to call you Ron Paul.
Yeah, what's up?
Actually, it's amazing that you're out there even saying anything against him, because I too feel the same way. I feel like we're being shoved the Kool-Aid of Ron Paul down our roads every day. And
oh, so you... Go ahead, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, just saying, people expect us just to jump blindly on and think that it's okay that this man is going to lead us in the same direction we're already going.
Yeah, he's not going to be any different than any of the rest of them. And I don't know why people put him up on this pedestal. It's almost like a lot of people get the idea from people in the movement that are disinformation artists to begin with, and they're the ones that put him up on this pedestal, and that's what gets their idea in their head. And they'll tell you, no, you know, I like his ideas. Well, they wouldn't have probably followed him in the first place if the idea wasn't planted in their head. And then everything he's saying, he's not going to do all that. I mean, he's already going back on it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about, we've watched Ron Paul since, the late 90s? In his political career, and seeing him trying to get into office any way that he can, you think that's going to change now?
No, exactly.
It's done the same thing, you know, and it's sad that, you know, people, so many people out there think that we know the truth, but they stop at some point and say, oh, that's it. That's all I need to know. I know everything. When, you know, you're just putting yourself back in the same position. And these are the same people, Brian. We will hear complain next summer about how bad everything is.
Yep, it will be. It will be the same people. And it's the same people that can't admit that they're wrong multiple times. That's their problem. You have to be able to admit that you're wrong all the time. You're wrong all the time. You're given disinformation all the time. You're always finding out new research. How can you not admit that you're wrong? I mean, I've been wrong a million times. We all have.
Well, I was going to say, you and I both have. I've talked to you on Facebook probably for close to a year now, and you've been the first one to admit, just like me, hey, what I got was wrong. This is what I found instead.
Yeah.
It's not very hard to admit you're wrong. It's actually easier.
Yeah, it's not hot at all. I'm actually, you know, I'm kind of relieved when I admit I'm wrong. It's almost like a weight off my shoulders. Oh, I was wrong about this. And the first thing I want to do is tell everybody, because I have told people information that's bad and I want to apologize, and I don't feel bad about admitting that I'm wrong. It's kind of relieving knowing that, you know, oh, I knew this wrong information and now hopefully this is right and now I know the right information. I can't stand it. It's like, you know, I go on my Facebook page and it's like a Ron Paul website. You know what I mean? Everybody that could be putting all their time into so many other things and sharing so many other ideas and stuff, they're buying into this guy so much that they're like campaigning for him. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, my question is, why aren't people looking at ourselves? We are the answer. We know what we need is the people. We know we don't need another politician running our country and our state of affairs. Look what they've done to us.
I know. people are foolish to think it's going to change.
I mean, seriously, if people want to go out and occupy, fine, that's all good and handy and everything, but what are you doing besides creating more people? We actually need to be taking action and taking these people out of office and putting ourselves in office.
Yeah. You're so
right.
We
know what needs to be done with our country. We're the ones that are dissatisfied. We're the ones that let this happen, finally. Do you know that people told me that I was racist? And I'm saying I was voting for less two evils in our last election between Obama and McCain. I voted for McCain because I felt that he was a true American patriot for one reason. He sat in a prison camp with his men when he was able to come home. And I was told that I was a racist for not voting for Barack Obama because of that.
That's how ignorant people are. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating. You know, I can't even talk to my family about this stuff. I mean, it's like my own father just completely, you know, shuts me off on this type of information. He won't even discuss anything. He even told me, you know, that, you know, he called me on the phone because we had a conversation at Outback and his wife had asked me what I talk about on the radio. So I'm not going to lie. So I started to tell her that, you know, everything you see on the news basically is basically fake. I mean, it's put there to make you believe what they want you to believe. The news isn't there to give you information. It's to keep information from you. And like, my father was like appalled with that. He called me on the phone later that night and he told me that I can't talk about these things around them anymore and all this stuff. And I was like, are you serious? Well, I just won't come around. And I've come around since then. I don't mention it. I don't even talk to him. It's just so frustrating. I don't understand how people that I thought were so smart my whole life can just totally, like, not see it when you bring it up to them. I understand that we were asleep, too. And, you know, I just woke up, like, a year ago. But once it's presented to you, I don't know how you can't see it.
And all this stuff.
Is your radio
sorry
on? I thought I heard feedback.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's okay.
But yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I've had to deal with the same thing, but my family is actually starting to see things for themselves, and I don't know if it's because they're watching and seeing and experiencing what I'm going through because I am living with them right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, they even say to me now, wow, I didn't see it from that way, and when normally they would hit me in the face of the brick wall, and I wouldn't even bring it up because, you know, like you said, what's the point? You're just going to cause more chaos because people don't really want to.
I know. And the thing is, like, I don't have that attitude going into it. I have the attitude that I'm going to wake everybody up, and I try. And I give everybody a shot, but after a few times, I think it is best for us to just realize which ones we're not going to get to and focus our energy on other people, because some people are just never going to get it. I mean, give everybody, a fair shot or two, but after that, I mean, to keep harping on the same people if they don't want to hear it, I mean, I guess they just like being lied to, and I find that amazing how people don't want to know the truth about everything. Like, somebody's telling you you've been lied to about this and that, and there are all these huge events that I'm telling people, and you don't want to know the truth? Like, you just rather be lied to about that and manipulated? It's unbelievable.
Well, and I think that comes back down to fear, Brian. You know, people are afraid to tell the truth about themselves. I mean, say I'm married and I go out and I cheat on my husband. It's going to be hard for me to admit the truth to myself, let alone my spouse. You know, and I think that's what it comes down to, is the basic root inside ourselves is we're afraid to admit the truth to ourselves, and that's what's the problem.
Yeah.
It's easier to put up a blind eye and say, I'm perfect, and there's nothing wrong in my world, because that's what the world wants us to portray. That's not the truth. We all have problems. We all have issues. We're all out here fighting the same battles. I don't care who you are. You know, but we all have to come together and realize that what's happening, we are going to be living movies eventually, and it's not going to be a fun one.
No.
It's not going to be a nice romance novel with a happy ending at the end. You know, we're pushing ourselves closer and closer to worse enslavement than we've ever seen in our lives, and we're letting it happen.
That's the thing. People in other countries, they can't, you know, I try and keep an open dialogue with people like all over. I like to get their opinions on stuff and see how they look at issues, and they usually see it the way I see it usually, and not the way the propaganda spin it. People in other countries, you know, they can't believe that American people are just sitting back and letting our freedoms basically be eroded.
You're right, Brian.
They can't. They have fought and died, and they've died. Generations of their kids have died, of their parents have died fighting for freedom for hundreds of years, and we have it, and we're just letting it go away for nothing.
Oh, because we're the fast food generation. We're the superpower. We've always had it easy in comparison to the rest of the world. Even during the Depression, we had it easier than a lot of places in the world.
It's the attention span too.
To that life that they had. You know, people are shocked that people like you and me are even from America because of how open-minded we are.
Yeah, it's true. And people have no attention span. I mean, people's attention span is like 15 minutes. So it's like they can't, you know, you want to get into a deep conversation about it. You can't even get a deep conversation with people now because people are too busy staring at their phones playing a game or texting somebody. You know what I mean? I mean, you go to a restaurant and you see it. People aren't even talking in a restaurant. They're at the dinner table and three of the four people at the table have their phone out.
Mm-hmm.
My parents would have never let me do that when I was a kid.
I would have been smack silly sitting at the table with the phone. I even get it now as an adult. If I'm busy and I'm not with my family and I have to answer a call, I get a look. Like, yeah, it's family. What's your phone?
Yeah, we had no phone, no TV when we were eating. We were in the kitchen eating dinner. Like, I don't know. That's crazy. That's crazy to me. But this whole Ron Paul thing's been getting under my skin.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just this whole Ron Paul thing's been getting under my skin for a while. I've been trying to tell people, and I haven't really had anything too solid. I've had a lot of things that made me skeptical because of what I know and how deep into this I am, and I know how much of a fraud everything is. But as I'm trying to tell people that maybe aren't through as many layers of the lies, they're not really seeing it. I think that this, you know, this really just goes to show you that, I mean, this guy, he's endorsing a warmonger that's for the Patriot Act, was for the war in Iraq, and was for the bailout. I mean, how does that even make any sense? It doesn't make any sense at all.
Makes zero sense.
Zero sense. Zero. I mean, zero.
I'm glad to hear that you're out here actually trying to tell people the truth, because even...
You know, this really is supposed to show you that, I mean, he's endorsing a warmonger that's for the Patriot Act, was for the war in Iraq, and was for the bailout. I mean, how does that even make any sense?
I'm
picking up your radio again.
Zero sense.
Zero sense. I mean, are you still there, Jamie?
Yeah, I close it out.
Okay. It's okay. It makes a loop when it does that.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, there's truth is, and then I think there's people like us that will really look for the truth in anything and will say what is really on our mind. And I think I kind of have a target on my back now because I say these things, but I think I'm right about this. And I know I'm not right about anything, and I could be wrong. But I mean, I'm pretty sure that this guy's just another politician. I mean, I'm not really fooled by it. I don't know why so many people are. You know what I mean? It's kind of frustrating because you had, like I said, say there's 300 million people in America. I don't know how many are awake. Let's just say 5 million for an easy number. You have 5 million people that are awake. Well, why are 5 million people that are awake that know that all this is a show, and maybe only 3 million out of the 5 know the election's a fraud? Why out of those 3 million people are 2 million of them now going in reverse, and 2 million of them are now supporting this guy and putting Ron Paul stuff everywhere? And it's almost like Obama. When Obama promised change and he was like this false hope, it's like the same thing all over again. It's just wrapped different. It's like a clever marketing package now with their whole thing about how, you know, they don't give him air time and they cut them off in debates. They do that purposely for people like us that get news from the alternative media
to give us something to talk about.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're a lot smarter than people I think are giving them credit for. They know how to manipulate masses. They've been doing it for thousands of years.
Absolutely. What's going to change their game? And why do people think that they're going to give up so easily? That's the thing. You really think that any time you go out there to fight for freedom, all these countries, just like you said, all the people that have died trying to get some inch of freedom in their country, and they've had generations of people dying, they see how hard that battle is. But here at home, we don't see how hard that is. We think that we're going to have a savior, because that's easy. That's not the hard work. That's not us out there putting the targets on our back. You know what, Brian? People like you and I, we do put targets on us because we're not afraid to scream. We're not afraid to scream it from the mountaintops. Open up your eyes and look around. Just look.
Yep. It's true.
It's the same game. History repeats itself. Does nobody see how Hitler's agenda actually matches up to a lot of the things that are happening in the world today? History Channel's been showing us Hitler propaganda for the past 10 years nonstop until they changed their formatting, what, 6 months ago?
Yep.
Come
on. People eat that stuff up too, all the propaganda that they put on all these channels. People don't understand. My TV broke like 2 months ago, and I haven't even got a new one yet.
You know, I don't watch TV for the most part. There's those times where I'm just done and I can't take any more information or write anything else. But yeah, I'm mind numbed. I'll go take the idiot box for a few hours. But beyond that, I don't touch it because all it does is this. All it does is create more problems in my head than the truth.
No, it's true. All it does, you know what it is? It's almost like when you're born, you have a really high IQ, but the more as you're exposed to the stuff like the TV and the media, I mean, your IQ goes actually down. You're not learning. You're actually getting dumbed down from the TV. It's unbelievable. And it's almost the same thing with the education system to a lot of degree.
It absolutely is. It's the opposite. When I watched that movie for the first time, I'm like, oh my God, this is where we're headed. This is scary.
Which one?
The movie Idiocracy?
I haven't seen it. What's it about?
It's basically the whole world just went stupid, and, like, slang is what's important. And, like, they drink Rano instead of water, which is, like, Gatorade. You say something like, where's water, and they're like, what, from the toilet? Like, just things like that. They have, like, a moron for the president. It's just how stupid we get because we just let everything be, and we don't care anymore. It's kind of scary because you can see it with the way we're going. I remember when I was growing up, people thought it was cool to be stupid and to fail your class.
Yeah.
What's so cool about being stupid?
People were like that at my age, too. I don't know. I'm 34. I don't know if you're around my age, but people were like that when I was growing up, too.
Yeah, I'm a year older.
Yeah, so I know exactly what you're talking about because they had the same state of mind over here. They really did.
Exactly. Well, I really wanted to give you some support because, you know, I do see out there every day that you get a lot of crap from people and, you know, you fighting for the same cause. You know, I'm fighting it for it different now in my way because I found a different solution because I feel that trying to get anywhere with the political system with how steep we still are, I don't know how we're going to get.
Yeah.
So I'm seeking alternative solutions for myself. For people, but I really want to just show you some support, man. You have been, when I read your 9/11 piece, I was like, this guy is the first person I've ever met to see things the way I see them. And my truth basically is more intuitive than anything else. So,
thank you.
I have to say that everything that I've researched from what you've said, Brian, dead on. I did my homework.
I appreciate that.
Your homework. So I really wanted to thank you, and I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you calling in. I mean, anytime you ever want to call in, feel free. I'll get you right.
You know, I'll be talking.
Awesome.
Show.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
All right. You too, Jamie. All right, guys. You just heard from Jamie. That was a great call. And, you know, like she said, guys, we have a target on our back. It's true. I mean, people like me and her, we absolutely have a target on my back, our backs, and I'm not trying to get sympathy from you in any way. I'm just trying to tell you what the situation is like. You know, you have all these people in the mainstream, and then you have all the truthers or whatever. I don't like for us to be put into groups, because that's the easiest way that they single you out and they knock you down, is by going after one group at a time, and they get other groups to disagree with each other. I know it sounds a little out there, but that's the type of head games that they play. But anyways, you know, the people that they would call truthers or the people that are awake, you know, you have those people, and then you have different layers of it. I mean, you really do. You have people that are really, and you can't blame them, okay? Because at one point we were all there. You have people that are totally still stuck in the alternative media mode, where they think everything they're getting in the alternative media is good, and when in fact there's a lot of disinformation in there. And then you have, you know, people like us that are more, that can see a little bit deeper into it and are willing to go the extra mile. And, you know, all it is being able to constantly admit that you're wrong and to never give up. See, my thing, and I don't want to speak for Jamie here, but I'm sure she probably does some of the same things when she's researching, is my thing is I look at every side. When I say every side, I mean every side, guys. I mean theories that you think are wrong right off the bat that you don't want to waste any time on. You got to look into it. If you're going to really study that thing, you got to look into it. Different people have different evidence, like as what happened with the 9/11 when I looked into a theory that I knew was wrong and I ended up seeing pictures that I didn't see anywhere else, okay? It happens with everything. And a lot of people, I think a lot of people share the same feelings that I do right now. I think they do. When I make up percentages, you guys know these are just an opinion. Don't tell me, oh, your percentage is away. Yeah, of course, that's just an opinion. I'd say out of, you know, all the people that see all the Ron Paul stuff going on, I think there's a good percentage of us that know it's all bogus, but they're afraid to say it, okay? The reason they're afraid to say it, I think, is because, first of all, they've already segregated themselves from their mainstream friends or family or whatever. I mean, they've already put it out there, and everybody thinks they're a conspiracy theorist. And now if you go against these people, it's almost like you're a traitor or something. I mean, really, people get upset by it. You have to be willing to just to always know that there's more to learn, and you have to know, like, I don't know, because I thought this was pretty simple, just for me it was, but a lot of people, you know, they get sucked right back into the whole game. They get sucked right back into the whole game like this. Yeah, I don't know. It's frustrating. It is frustrating. And I'm not saying, you know, you can't go vote for the guy. I don't care if you vote for him. I don't. I don't care if all of you go and vote for this guy. And if, because I don't care, you know, what your vote's going to do. That's what I'm trying to say. And you're putting so much emphasis on Ron Paul, like he's going to save the world. He's not going to save the world. I think it's clear now. You thought this guy would take a bullet for you. You thought this guy was the ultimate patriot and wanted nothing but your liberty. But this guy made a deal with some of his other incumbent buddies to endorse somebody who is totally against everything he stands for. I'll tell you what, if I was Ron Paul and I was running for president, but I was serious, and I was serious about liberty and freedom, and there was this guy, Lamar Smith, I wouldn't even want to be in the same room as him. Okay, never mind endorsing him. Yeah, I don't want to go on and on and on about it, guys. I really wanted to do this show about this, though. I'm glad I got it out there. And I know there's a lot of people. Well, I don't even know how many people are listening or how many people are going to listen. But I know probably half of the people that are going to listen, you know, that have probably been on board with me on a lot of things that I talk about are going to be mad at me about this. And they're not going to, you know, they're not going to agree. I don't care. Putting it out there. You guys need to know. This guy's a phony. He's a fraud. I see through all of them now. The phonies. Ron Paul. All of them. Okay? All their little buddies in the alternative media. It's all a show. You don't think... You know, you go around telling everybody how the news is fake and it's a show, and you just think the alternative's not. You just think they don't think about people like you, that once you wake up, they don't have something ready for you. Of course they do. You got to be willing to dig past that. Well, I want to thank you guys for tuning in. It's been another great show. I want to thank our caller, Jamie, for calling in. It was great to have a good call today. You know, that's pretty much at the same time. Last American radio broadcast. I'm Brian Daly, and I'm out. Say that I'm foolish. I only talk about Jews, do you?
music or do you just skim through it? See, I'm influenced by the ghetto you ruined. The same dude you gave nothing, I made something doing.